joining us now. We won't make him wait. Go ahead, Chris. Pop those on. Chris Austin, our Alaska Airlines player of the game. We had his line 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 29 minutes, a plus 15 rating. And first of all, congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it.
Got to feel good to finally play a home game.
Absolutely. Yeah, it felt great to, you know, have our student section there, you know, playing in front of our fans again. It was awesome.
Well, and you just knew the game was going to be like this against Pacific. This is how they've been playing for years. Damon Stoudemire started at Leonard Perry. They weren't going to back down. They were going to be physical. They're not the most fluid offensive time, although they've got some guys that can score. And then we've seen you guys, we've seen this team even on the long road trip there come out hot. What's been the key to getting those early leads for you guys?
I mean, well, our biggest weaknesses right now is just cutting down our turnovers and cutting down the other team's offensive rebounds. So in the second half, I think we did a really good job. Our freshman off the bench, Yaru Harvey, came in and you know, grabbed some big rebounds, and we cut down on those turnovers. And I think that's what propelled us. Our offense, we weren't making shots in the first half. We're going to make them in the second half because that's just, you know, who we are. So that propelled us, but we had to cut down those turnovers and those offensive rebounds.
Well, and then, you know, didn't get to the free throw line much, and I imagine there was a talk about who the more aggressive team was in that first half, the Pacific Abel and Alfonso Anderson, his presence was being felt.
Yeah.
You guys seemingly responded there in the second half, and you can do that offensively off the dribble, I think, is one of your big gifts. Force the other team to have to respond, and then you guys got to the foul line in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're probably one of the top teams in free throw shooting.
Top in percentage,
percentage. So, yeah, that's a big part of our offense. We weren't getting to the free throw line in the first half. We had to get back to our roots. Like I said, the outside shots weren't falling. We were settling. So in the second half, Coach made it a point for us to get to the rack basket, and he puts a lot of pressure on me to do that for our team.
Chatting here with Chris Austin, our Alaska Airlines player of the game. Again, for the same price, you just get more. It was a long, strange trip all the way back to the two games before Christmas. Then you go to Christmas. Then you have the extended break. Everybody's dealing with COVID between your, you know, opponents. So then you have a week where you're not doing much of anything. And then the rescheduling, three games in a row in Southern California. Tough one against San Diego. You get the big win against Pepperdine. Yeah. What has this team kind of learned, and how is it galvanized together that you think is going to benefit you down the road? Because you know you got a slew of home games coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that we have home games, more home games in the future is a big relief. But, you know, what we learned is just staying together and, you know, playing through adversity. That's the biggest thing for us. And, again, the offensive rebounds and the turnovers, we got cut down. But I think mentally, you know, we just have to stay together as a team. I think at times when other team is going on runs, we start to fall apart. And, you know, that's my job, T-Rob's job, Mike's job, the veterans on the team to bring us together and, you know, play through that adversity.
Well, and you mentioned obviously, you know, with Jack Perry not available for you now, it's forced some true freshmen to kind of take on bigger roles coming in off the bench. How are you guys, T-Rob and Mike and Moses, helping those guys? Because you know there's just going to be some stuff they got to learn out there on the floor and work through it. But how are you guys helping them to remain confident while they're learning on the job?
I mean, well, our freshmen are confident in themselves. We don't have to do too much, but, you know, when they are having those times when they're not confident, like I said, you know, it's throughout the game we're like, you know, pick it up, let's go, you know, next shot, next play. I think those kind of things that we have to do as leaders is important. But, I mean, our freshmen, I mean, I'm sure you've heard, you know, everybody's talking about Chica and Duca playing amazing. So, you know, that it's just our job to keep them on track, but they're going to play. They're going to be do big things for us.
Yes, you get this one down the stretch, a good clutch victory for you now. 2-3 in conference, 11-9. You stay above 500, and now you can completely 100% set your sights on Gonzaga, your opportunity to go up to the Kennel, where the Pilots haven't been. The way the schedule's worked out, the Pilots haven't been up there for 3 years. So how do you get in the mindset to relish the opportunity, even though this is a team that has routinely put up 110 points on good teams?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're just grateful for the opportunity to, you know, play against great competition in this league. You know, that just comes with the territory. We're planning on winning the game. We're going to be competitive. We're going to play hard. And, you know, you don't know what no one knows what could happen when that happens. So, you know, the game plan still stays the same. Our principles are the same. You know, we're going to try to perform our best, and we're not afraid of any competitor that we have this year.
Well, that's the one thing I think I've noticed. I think the start to the BYU game, mm-hmm. this team isn't afraid right. of a challenge of competition. That it's simply about execution and paying attention to the finer details and working through the adversity. Yep. And I think even you and T-Rob and Mike and Moses now have played well enough and long enough together. How is that combination with that starting group now that Chica's kind of fitting in? How comfortable do you guys feel now starting games?
Yeah, well, it's coming together. Like, you know, we still have, like I said, some things to improve on. But, you know, I think that every game we're coming together as a team, improving, you know, getting that chemistry on the floor, you know, that nonverbal communication. So we just have to build on it every game, and that's all we can ask for, is try to get better every game.
Well, congratulations on the victory tonight. Congratulations on your game. Yep. Glad you were able to take care of this and then get home and get some good vibes going.
Definitely.
And we look forward to it. We'll see you on the plane tomorrow headed to Spokane.
Appreciate you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Chris Austin, kind enough to stop by.